The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you so much for joining me. It's Friday. We made it. We made it to the end of the week. I don't know how sometimes, but we do it. I hope you had a good week, and I also hope that you enjoyed the program this week. I mean, this is my first full week of doing this on AM 950, so it's, you know, it is a bit of a lot of activity, isn't it? I mean, every night doing a show, it's amazing how much it actually takes something out of you. So I was gonna say I'm looking forward to a rest this weekend, but we have that event at the time you're listening to this. We should be done with our event in Rush City over at the Grand House. Excuse me. And it's going to be a great night. And so if you miss that one, please know that we're going to be doing a lot more coming up over the, you know, the next, you know, few months. And definitely would love to have you join us out there. Now, as far as my show this week, I would still love to have any sort of feedback that you have. Send me an email. Go over to comment at ghostboxradio.com. Send me an email. You can also send me an email on my Facebook page, Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken. If you haven't had a chance to do so, please go over there and like the page. That's the way you're going to know of events coming up and other things that we're doing. There's a lot of good things going on here, and I'm very excited about it. So what we're going to do on most Fridays, next Friday is going to be a great exception, and it's a good reason for it. But most Fridays, we're going to do something that we call Casual Friday, because how many of us want to be bogged down with very heavy paranormal or ufology subjects or whatever else as we're just trying to get into the weekend, especially having a full week of it? So what I thought we'd do is every Friday, you know, we're going to pull some news stories. We're going to do some listener feedback. We do that question of the week. And we're going to respond, and we're going to read some of those responses as well. Some feedback that we got from other people over the course of the week and whatever. So it's meant to be a little bit more lighter, a little bit more fun. A lot of times we're going to have Adam with us, and Adam will be talking with us and joining in the conversation. And Adam being a very, very strong paranormal mind, it's always a great conversation to talk with him and get his point of view on a lot of things. And we kind of have the same sense of humor anyway, so it's just kind of works out really, really well. So, you know, the first thing I wanted to do, this is not brand new news, but it is important news. You know, a couple of us, meaning hundreds of us, have been following Brandon and Mustafa. You may remember them. They were on the A&E version of Ghost Hunters when Grant brought that series back to A&E. And now, of course, Ghost Hunters is back on Travel, and that has, you know, Jason and Steve and Dave and Sherry. It's I don't know. It's kind of hard to keep up with all the iterations, I think. I just don't know why they all can't work together, but that's just me. But Brandon and Mustafa had been working on a show for the past, I think, like 2 years or something, maybe even longer, that they've been going around shooting episodes. And it's a little bit of a foreign concept, but that's the way that they're working now. Nick Groff does the same thing with Deathwalkers, where they will actually record like full seasons at a time, and then they will sell them to a network. Someone will pick it up, or it's going to be, you know, put onto like YouTube or something. Brandon and Mustafa have been working on a series called Haunted Discoveries. They've been working on that for a while. They've been to a couple of the places that we've visited or people we know. For example, Waverly Hills was one of them. And they've been working really hard on this. And they are very, very convinced. And I don't mean this in a mocking way. I'm really looking forward to seeing this. They keep telling us that the program itself is going to be different than any other paranormal show. The way that they go about their gathering of evidence and the way they investigate. And so that's something that I personally am very interested in seeing. I'm very interested in checking that out and whatnot. And they're very, very nice people. They are very nice people. Well, just this last week, they finally are able to announce that Haunted Discoveries will premiere Friday, October 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on T+E Network to kick off Creep Week. All right, Creep Week. Sounds right up my alley. they say we're excited with T+E to debut the culmination of our years of paranormal research. More info coming soon, but fall 2023 will be a very exciting time for the genre. So that's pretty amazing. I think that's a very good sign. You know, the one thing that I've been saying very much lately, and you might have heard me say it on the show a few times, that I feel like that the TV aspect of paranormal is coming to an end. And I don't think I'm really going to shy away from that. But at the same time, I do feel like that there is a lot of like roads coming to an end, especially if you're working with Discovery. You know, Discovery pretty much took care of most of the programs. You know, they ended a lot of the programs. They moved Ghost Adventures to Discovery Network. Discovery Plus is, I think it's just on it's just riding on fumes at the moment, which of course is the streaming service that I use, that I take. But the thing is that it's it feels like there's a shift coming. So you're going to get more of these programs that are going to these different type of networks that, and this isn't meant to be rude, that a lot of us have never heard of before. But it doesn't mean that's a bad thing. And I look at it, quite frankly, as my responsibility for people who like the television genre of paranormal to help get the word out. Because in the paranormal community, we're a close-knit group. You know, we seem to know everything, and we seem to forget that there is a bigger world out there that a lot of people don't know what's going on. People take for assumption that everyone knows who Brandon and Mustafa is because they all know it in their paranormal circles. But that is not the case. And so folks like myself, I think that's the role that we play, is trying to make sure that there is enough information out there to be able to let people know. For example, it's probably a fair assumption that most people know that Destination Fear was on Travel Channel and it was canceled. And I'm fairly certain, based on the GoFundMe, that more than enough people know that it transitioned to YouTube. But a lot of people may not know that. And so if you are a fan of Destination Fear, if you're a fan of, you know, Dakota, Tanner, Chelsea, they're putting new episodes up on YouTube, but that's called Project Fear. So it's a little bit different, but still, you know, if you don't know that, if you're not ingrained into the culture like a lot of us are, then it's going to be very much a, you know, you may never know. And so, you know, my job here, especially on days like today, is to let people know where to find some of these great programs. And definitely when you're looking at people who are not part of a major network anymore, they are doing it on their own terms, I think those are the ones that you definitely want to pay attention to, because that's the stuff that is so, like, that's the stuff that's really authentic, I think. Because the stuff that's on the big networks, there's a lot of control going on. The networks have a lot of control over everything you do, even who you talk to. so many people who have, their shows are done. They've come to me after the shows have done, and they're just like, you know, let's set up an interview because you've asked before, but when you asked before, Discovery didn't want us to talk to anyone. So that was very much something that was very disappointing, actually, to hear. It's not their fault. It's just that the network is being very controlling. They want to make sure every aspect of that is controlled. And I think that's one of the biggest, probably biggest shocks, really, of people who watch the shows that they don't quite understand. You know, a great example is this week, Cindy Kaza took over from Amy Allen on The Dead Files. And at the beginning, Steve DeShavi says that Amy needs to step away for her own personal reasons for a bit, but she hand chose Cindy Kaza to take over for her. And everyone, I'm reading on the internet, everyone's like, that's fantastic. And the truth is that Amy doesn't know Cindy at all. That's just all network spin. Doesn't mean Cindy isn't great, because she is amazing. But it's like, don't believe everything that you see and hear, because you find out that the networks love to be able to control all that information. It's just what it is. Remember, folks, these shows are for entertainment value only. So that's something to always, always keep in mind. And it's sometimes hard to remember that, but it's the truth. Why don't we do this? Let's take our first break. When we come back, let's talk about Reptoids. I want to talk about Reptoids and airplanes. I want to talk about haunted quarterback houses and a lot of other things, plus your feedback. You're listening to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. You know, I don't know what's wrong with me as I'm recording this, but boy, do I have, like, I came downstairs to this, you know, quote, studio that I'm in right now, and I suddenly became all stuffed up. So you can hear me coughing, you can hear me sniffling. I mean, this is fantastic professional radio at the moment, and I just don't understand why all of a sudden I've been upstairs, nothing. And when I did it from the show, the demonic show with Father Ken last night, I was in here and I didn't have that issue. But today, I don't know what is going on. I don't know if this room is like breeding pollen or something, but I am just like, it's like affecting even the words I'm saying. So I don't know. I mean, it's is it that time of year? I mean, is this a time of year that you get a lot of allergies? I don't know anything about allergies. I know you get them and then they annoy you and they move on. But this is ridiculous. So I do apologize for the coughing. My gosh, you know, amateur hour here on Ghostbox Radio. Thank you for joining me tonight. It is Casual Friday. We're going through some stuff. We're going through some news stories that I thought were kind of interesting. Some you may have heard. Others that maybe not, and then also some feedback and stuff, and, you know, just ease into the weekend. Let's have a good time. You know, I posted something this week on my Facebook page, Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken. Please go there and like it. But the thing is that I posted about Reptoids, and we got some pretty real answers. People who are very much, they believe that Reptoids exist. And I say that not as a detriment, because I am not here to say what exists and what doesn't exist. It's as simple as that. Maybe a little later I'll read a little bit what they say, but I read it with absolute sincerity, not trying to get a rise out of it or anything, because it's very possible. I just have not. I would like Reptoids to exist. I don't know why. It just seems like something that would be really interesting to see. I mean, it just kind of reminds me of V, you know, that series in the 1980s, which was pretty crazy for its time, I have to say. But there was this video that came out this week of this lady who couldn't sit next to this person anymore because it's like some sort of she thinks it's a lizard, but is it a hoax? So here's the story as I pulled it. And a video has gone viral on social media this week featuring a woman on American Airlines flight who is yelling about a fellow passenger being not real. The video has inspired countless conspiracy theories on TikTok about shapeshifters and aliens, but a companion TikTok video supposedly from another passenger on the flight is a hoax. So you have the video of her saying that someone's not real, which, I mean, that could be a lot of people. And then you have this other person who is doing a video that he says he's on the flight, but that's a hoax, even though it's been viewed well over 15 million times. Taken together, the two videos serve as a great example of how any popular content online can now inspire viral videos that piggyback on each other until nobody knows what's true anymore, one of the biggest challenges for the social media era. That is absolutely true. Who knows what's what anymore? So first, they're going to start at the beginning. The woman in the original video, which has been made private on TikTok, can be heard addressing the entire plane with obscenities. Nice. Pointing to the rear of the aircraft and insisting that someone back there is not real. Other TikTok and YouTube accounts have also shared the video, which can be seen. If you go searching, you'll be able to find it. The flight was scheduled to fly from Dallas, Texas, to Orlando, Florida on July 2nd, and while the woman has not been identified, American Airlines told local news outlets in Dallas that the flight was met at the gate by local law enforcement and the customer was removed from the flight. So I'm assuming it's not the Reptoid that was removed from the flight, it was the woman. It's not clear if the woman was arrested and American Airlines didn't respond to questions emailed Friday evening. The original video of the woman in mental distress has been posted and reposted on TikTok millions of times and shared on other social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Many people on those sites insist the woman must have seen a reptilian, a fringe conspiracy theory that some people are actually secret reptiles who wear human suits to blend in with the rest of humanity. Why can't they just feel like they can be themselves? I just don't understand. Some versions of the conspiracy theory insist these creatures are actually from another planet or work in radio. No, I'm just kidding. That last part's not true. And it seems like many people have been taking advantage of this strange situation's popularity online to spread their own wild and fake stories about what the woman saw. In fact, one man made a video claiming to have been on that flight when he really wasn't. Cole Lyndon Lee, who has a presence across several social media platforms on screenwriting and filmmaking in Los Angeles, posted a TikTok video that told an elaborate story about he was actually a passenger on the flight from Dallas to Orlando. Lee can be seen in the video saying that he was listening to an audiobook by Stephen King on that flight, but noticed some weird things about the woman's conversation with fellow passenger wearing a hooded sweatshirt. Lee's story included details about the woman having a conversation with Hoodie Guy, which that could be me, quite frankly. I wear hoodies all the time, who supposedly didn't say a word back to her, clearly implying this man had some kind of supernatural mind powers. Clearly. What else could it possibly mean? Lee's story finished with a man in the hoodie supposedly winking at Lee, but the big twist? It wasn't kind of wink a human makes with their eyelids. It was a wink that a lizard would make where the eyelids close horizontally like elevator doors. Now, how do we know this story is fake? Because everyone's watching it. Everyone's just automatically just like, wow, this is real. Very simply, Lee says as much in the description of the TikTok video. We never read the descriptions, do we? He writes, first video, just thought I'd share my experience with this now that I'm seeing all over my FYP, but please don't take this video seriously because it's not real. I completely made this up, just wanted to see how gullible people are on this app, Lee wrote. Well, there you go. You think Lee's own description would be enough to debunk this video for good, but that hasn't stopped it from being shared repeatedly and countless media, social media platforms. The description also isn't being shared along with the video once it hits the page of other social media influencers, which is likely adding to the chaos. And to make things even more confusing, if you're even still following, Lee created a second video where he explains away the original description, insisting that he's telling the truth in the video, but labeled it as fake to trick the algorithms so his truth wouldn't be buried. The second video also got widespread attention outside of TikTok, getting reposted on the platforms like Twitter. So what do you think? I don't know what to say about that, but boy, definitely strange to be sure. Now, if the Reptoid would like to own up and talk to us, I would be very happy to get him on the show, but I'm not quite sure how likely that's going to be. Let's take another break. When we come back, let's talk about the Haunted NFL, your feedback, and anything else you want to talk about. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Now, we talked about all these wonderful events that we have going on, and, you know, honestly, this is a great time. If you are interested in the paranormal or any of these sort of modalities that surround it, we have a lot of stuff going on right now that you might be interested in. But one thing I wanted to bring to your attention as we're doing this event tonight at the Grand House, that by the time this show airs, it will have been over. But one thing that we are still doing, and I would ask that anyone to please consider still taking part, is that our good friend John Yost, he has pancreatic cancer. He's been on the show. We've talked about aliens with him. He's been abducted by aliens. He's done a film about it. He needs your help. There's a GoFundMe set up for him. On screen right now, if you're watching it through Facebook, I do have the QR code up. If you go to, and I'll put the links on my page and everything else on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken on Facebook, please consider helping. You know, it's just, he needs it. You know, I hate to be like this, but it's actually a man fighting for his life. And I know that there's a lot of people vying for your money. So I understand that completely. But please, if you can help in any way, it'd be fantastic. And then next week we'll be talking about some of the other events that we have coming up, because we do have the Dave Schrader event coming up August 18th through 20th. We don't have many tickets left because we're capping at a certain amount. But with that, the Anderson House where it's taking place, that hotel is filled up, but there are other options to staying around the area. And it's, you know, Dave Schrader's never investigated the Anderson House before. It is absolutely a fantastic location, beautiful. Wabasha is stunning. And definitely, if you're into this sort of thing, I would recommend going. Right now, like I said, we have some tickets left, but they're going. We just sold a couple today. And if you want to go check out all the event information, go to charvinity.com/events, or just go to charvinity.com, charvinity, and go to the events tab and you'll see all about it. So we have that. No Reptoids are going to be there, at least as far as I know. If they're wearing human suits, that might be something completely different, but definitely something to check out. Now, where I wanted to go next is the sports section of the paranormal, you know, the sports center. So 49ers Sam Darnold talks about a bizarre experience at George Kittle's pool house. So Sam Darnold is set to compete for the San Francisco 49ers starting quarterback job, as the position appears to be up in the air as Brock Purdy and Trey Lance both recover from injuries. Darnold spent the last two seasons with the Carolina Panthers after 3 years with the New York Jets, who selected him as the number 3 overall pick in the 2018 draft. The former USC standout appeared in a recent episode of Barstool Sports, Pardon My Take, and he said that he'd gotten close to teammate George Kittle and even stayed at his pool house until he found his own place. Co-host of of the show commenter pressed Darnold on why he moved out, and the quarterback confirmed that he thought the place was haunted. He said it wasn't the reason why he moved out, but the paranormal potential of the place didn't exactly help things. He said it was crazy. I've never had anything like that happen before. And I'm talking about both the New England game and at George's house, but it was a crazy, man. Like, I woke up and you know how sometimes you have a dream and then you wake up and you feel like you can't move for like 4 or 5 seconds, whatever it is. And you know, I felt like that. I woke up, it was like 3 a.m., went to go to take, as he says, he goes to take a pee, very, very eloquently put, and you know, came back, fell right asleep. And then the next night, the same thing happened, and I couldn't, like, I had to keep focusing on things. There was something else in the room. The PFT commenter, Big Cat, and Darnold joke that it could be the Hat Man, but the quarterback denied it. It was creepy, and I had never dealt with anything like that before, Darnold said. I know a couple people have had situations. There have been, whether it was like an old Civil War place, whether it was now like a hotel or dorm, or people have certain experiences like that. But it was just like super, super weird. And it just felt like when I woke up, there was something like holding on to me. And then that next night, I felt like there was, you know, something in the room with me. It was the freakiest thing. And I'm getting chills talking about it right now. But that's never happened to me before. Now, that's very interesting, I think. You know, the thing is that's not uncommon, right? The sleep paralysis, waking up and not being able to move, that doesn't always necessarily mean a paranormal thing. You know, it could just be something, you know, almost like a night terror or something like that. But he's never had it before. But the idea of waking up and having, like, feeling like there's something in the room with him, that is very interesting to me. And I feel like that that's something that might mean something. But, you know, he doesn't say, at least in here, doesn't say that he talked to Kittle, the person he's, you know, the pool house belonged to Kittle. He didn't ask him if there was anything that gone on there, if he felt anything. You know, I wonder if he had just worried whether or not that was going to be that's not going to go over well. Because, you know, people, I take for granted personally that people talk about the paranormal very openly, but the fact is not everyone wants to talk about it. Not everyone wants to either experience it, talk about it. They may not believe it. They may think that you are crazy, or they may have experiences that they're repressing. But there is a lot of reasons why people don't actually want to talk about anything paranormal. And, you know, that's very, you got to respect that. But also, you know, especially in like something like the NFL, I'm assuming you bring up something that might not be totally accepted by everyone, and you get, you know, teased a lot or something. So I wonder if that had something to do with it. Moving on to a little bit of true crime here. I think this has been talked about quite a bit. Former Manson member is free after her parole was reversed 5 times. Leslie Van Houten, whose devotion to Manson, resulted in her participating in the brutal murders of a married couple inside their Los Angeles home in 1969, is free after spending 53 years in custody. Van Houten, who is in her 70s, left the California Institution for Women in Corona on Tuesday, less than a week after Governor Gavin Newsom said he would not fight a state appeals court ruling that said the former Manson family member should be granted parole. Miss Van Houten was released on parole July 11th, 2023, and was picked up by a Division of Adult Parole Operations Team, William Newborg, public information officer at the California Institution for Women, told NPR. Van Houten was freed after she was denied parole more than 20 times, as member station LAist reports. She was 19 when she committed these crimes. Leslie is very pleased that her hard work in reforming herself in prison over the past 5 decades have been recognized by the parole board and appellate court, Van Houten's attorney Nancy Tretrault told NPR. Tretrault said her client is working to adjust to life. The idea of life outside of prison after decades of social, cultural, and technological changes has passed her by. She will spend the next year in transitional living facility, Tretrault said, that adding that Van Houten is weighing where she might work. good luck finding a job, and looking forward to seeing relatives and friends. You know, here's the thing. She held down, because the crime was the killing, I mean, one of the crimes was killing of Rosemary LaBianca and Lino LaBianca in their home in Los Feliz neighborhood. And the thing was, is that she held down, I think it was Rosemary when others were stabbing her. I think Patricia Krenwinkel and then Charles Watson stabbed her. And then Van Houten then stabbed the woman more than a dozen times herself. So, you know, the thing is, I'm actually really surprised that she got parole, and it's not for me to say whether she deserves it or not, but the thing is I was listening to something on the BBC World Service actually talking about this, and it is something that is a consideration, I guess, is the fact that she had been, Van Houten, had been in prison for 53 years. The world is completely different now. So how, even if she can just start over again, how do you do that? How do you just get out there again and try to live a life? And, you know, one thing that's said in the article as well as on the radio program was just the fact that it is kind of this transitional sort of place that she's going to be in over the next year. To kind of, I'm sure, honestly, it's to be like, this is what phones look like now. No one has them in their house. This is how, you know, money works, because no one carries cash, or people who do carry cash is actually very much a minority. You know, it's really, where do you begin? I mean, it is, I mean, not to say that prisons don't have stuff that is, you know, from this century. I'm not trying to say that. Yet at the same time, it is a very different beast than when she was in, you know, last free. And, you know, the fact is when she was free, she was basically, you know, she was just barely an adult. You know, she's 19 years old, now in her 70s. I mean, as gruesome as everything is that led to this, and the killings, and then the, you know, Manson going on with the Sharon Tate murders and everything else, it is very fascinating to me to see what it is that she's going to do to be able to adjust, I guess. You know, let's take away everything about her past, like the brutal murders and whatnot, and the stabbings, which I don't see how that, you know, personally gets her out of prison for parole. But how does she assimilate back into society? That's going to be very interesting. One of these days, I need to get on a gentleman by the name of Scott Michael. He did Dearly Departed tours. I mean, he's all about how celebrities die. I know it sounds macabre, but once you get into it, you won't be able to get out, because it is so fascinating. And one of his truly, his specialties is about the Sharon Tate murders and the Manson family. And I think it'd be good to have him on at some point, because it is a far bigger thing than we know. There's so much information around it, and it's very, very interesting. So, you know, I'm going to try to get him on. Also, he's been on an episode of Ghost Adventures, a couple of them. The one with the Cecil Hotel. Check that out, too, because that is definitely one area you can find him. Let's do this. Let's take our last break. When we come back, let's talk about some listener feedback, question of the week, and just wrap up this week. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And Monday on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, we are going to have on author Alex Matsuo, who just did a book about women in the paranormal. It's a very fascinating topic. This is talking about way in the past, and this is volume one, and Alex is a fantastic guest. We're going to talk about the book. We're going to talk about other things. She's written so many great books that it's going to be a fantastic conversation, and we hope that you join us. That's going to be Monday on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. We're going to finish off the week, and we're going to talk a little bit about different things that have happened this week. I want to talk about the question of the week real fast here, because the question of the week was very simply, if you could only meet one, would you rather meet a spirit of a loved one, an alien, or a Bigfoot? And got a lot of answers about that. And thank you very much for everybody who has taken part in answering them. And some of them, because I know some of the people who answered, some of them are very bittersweet, very sad. One being from our friend John, who's been on before. Very simply, he just writes, "My son." And, you know, John and Chris have lost their son just over a year ago. And, you know, that's a pain that doesn't go away. And a lot of us knew Brian. And it's still, the loss is very, very profound. And, you know, those are the realities of, you know, life, unfortunately. But reading that was very kind of an awakening for me. And a lot of people had wrote in, you know, there's a few people who said Bigfoot. Nicole had said Bigfoot because that's the only one out of the three that we offered up. They haven't met yet. Some had said loved ones. A lot said loved ones. A couple said aliens, but mainly everybody was more interested in either a loved one or Bigfoot than an alien. And myself, I would rather meet an alien, I think. You know, I believe that I've had I've had interactions with loved ones through the paranormal work. But I will say this, and I think anyone would agree, when those people you've lost that you would just love, give me five more minutes with them. Give me five more minutes with my parents. That's the sort of thing that I would say for sure. Though at the same time, I would love to meet a gray, you know, one of the little aliens and whatnot, because that I just want to know, you know, are you working with us? Are you working with the U.S. government? What's going on? Can I take a ride in your ship? And it's I don't know. It's very interesting. And, you know, over the next couple of weeks, I'm definitely going to have some guests on talking about UFO disclosures in terms of, are we getting closer to finding out, is this stuff real or not? Are they working with the government? Does the government know more? I feel like that things are kind of ramping to a point that we're going to know something sooner than later. And I'm not by far the only one that has that sort of thought in mind. So what we're going to do over the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a bunch of different guests on. I mentioned that we're going to have Erica Lukes on. She's one of my favorites. And we're going to have the local director of MUFON here in Minnesota. He's going to be on, and we're going to have just these conversations because we want to know. Now, moving on. You know, just the general feedback. Everyone's been very generous with their feedback about the show, and they've been very, very happy with it. It is funny, though, as I posted on the AM950 Radio Facebook page about the show with Father Kenneth Torres talking about Introduction to the Demonic, there is one person who wrote, because he's a doctor, Father Kenneth Torres is a doctor in demonology. And there's a gentleman who posted a response that should be a DB for BSology. And he didn't use the word BS. He used the full word. and, you know, that's the thing about doing this stuff and putting out there in the public. You know, everyone has a right to put their opinion. And sometimes they're going to be, you know, disrespectful because they're, you know, they're further away. They're somewhat anonymous, even with their names out there. And that's just how it is. But a lot of us, you know, we respect that that area. You know, we're not looking for demons or anything, but you got to respect that power, that it could be real. There's been too many people that I've seen who have been afflicted by demonic possession or something dark, something that may not be demons. But, you know, to be fair, there's a lot of people who think that anything is, you know, possession of some kind. So there is a happy medium that you need to find. And sometimes it is not easy to find any of that at all. So I you know, it's worthwhile. Hopefully he gave it a listen, because I'll tell you, I think Father Ken gave a very well-worded overall view of the demonic situation and how it affects the paranormal and the teams in the paranormal. And it wasn't, you know, so many people make such a big deal out of it. And so many people, you know, to be demonologists, they have to dress as, you know, like they're like ready for war or something. And I think that struggle is more of within, you know, that's where the power is. It's more the within. And I thought that Father Ken did a really good job of handling all of that. So maybe this gentleman who wrote the comment, maybe he gave it a listen. If he hadn't, he hadn't, and that's all there is to it. There's definitely some people who I think were a little worried for us talking about the demonic last night, and I'll stand by my beliefs that more knowledge is power. And then one other one that we've been going back and forth about talking about, and this was a disgruntled guest from a show of mine in May talking about Disney. I had posted about how much I'm happy about doing this nightly show, and he gave me some very pointed feedback. Just make sure to spell the name of your guest correctly, because I did misspell his name on one of the graphics. And when advertising your guests, and don't argue with your world famous guests, after all, you invited them to share their stories and career info with you and your audience. If you do these things, you're sure to have a more professional sounding show. Take a listen to that show if you can find it. Michael J. Corey, who talked about Disney, take a listen. It was very hard. It was a very difficult day for all of us, I think, trying to get a word in edgewise when Mr. Corey was speaking. But at the same time, you know, if you think that we were in the wrong, I'd love to hear that too. It's an open forum, but it was very clear that there was no room for Adam or I on that show that day. It's just how it goes, I guess. Everyone, check out the episode. Check out everything else going on. Remember, any feedback that you have, send it to comment@ghostboxradio.com. Make sure you like me over at Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken on Facebook. Make sure that you are all about following my social media channels. We're going to be back on Monday. We're going to have Alec Matsuo, and she's going to be talking about women in the paranormal. Remember, folks, whether you're chasing spirits or you're going to drink them this weekend, be safe. We want to see you Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone.